Elizabeth Shores is a hard-working, hard-researching author with two previous volumes, both with Alabama connections, A Study of the Botanist Roland McMillan Harper and Earlene's Pink Party, which deals with the social rituals and domestic relics of a Southern woman, and is set in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Shared Secrets is very different. The subject of her study is Charles Finger, who started life as an Englishman, a student at the Regent Street Polytechnic Institute in London. There he reveled in the literary society, which discussed contemporary writing, paying special attention to writers such as Walt Whitman and Oscar Wilde. Those two writers were known to be gay, but then and later, Finger and his cohorts steadily see gayness in many other writers: William Morris, Jack London, Sir Richard Burton, Herman Melville, Joseph Conrad, Henry David Thoreau, Richard Halliburton, the painter Grant Wood, and many, many others were thought to be gay, bisexual, or would like to be. These men, many of them married, were not openly gay. They were perhaps closeted, each to his own degree. What we see in that era is the assertion, by gay men, correct or not, in the gayness of others. Sailors were assumed to be homosexual, in real life and fiction. Finger began writing in London, book reviews at first. There were 21 London daily newspapers, so a freelance writer could work hard and earn a living. Finger, however, decided to move to the USA and came by way of Chile. He sailed to Patagonia and there worked at many odd jobs, sometimes on ranches, sometimes teaching music, and then to Texas, New York City, Ontario, Canada, Mexico. He was a restless soul. Shores suggests sometimes he left a place with a broken heart, and other times, perhaps, quote, to escape harassment or even arrest, end quote. Although Finger steadily praised male comradeship, fellowship, friendship, and understanding, all key code words, and often disparaged marriage, he married Nellie Ferguson, and in time, they had 5 children. Finger bought property in the Ozarks, outside Fayetteville, Arkansas, hoping to make it into a working farm and an artist colony. He named his place Gayetta. Over the years, Finger would write steadily, voluminously, in many ways successfully, specializing in children's books, novels for young adults, many of them illustrated successfully by the artist Paul Honoré, adventure stories, sometimes autobiographical and always over the top. He published innumerable articles, travel pieces, essays of every kind. Finger won the Newbery Prize for his children's book, the adventure story Tales from Silver Lands, in 1925. Finger became acquainted with Carl Sandburg, H.L. Mencken, and many others. He ran a little magazine entitled All's Well. Shores spends considerable time on this part of his literary life because she thinks the magazine was a kind of secret society. The readers were his friends, and a lot of the personal editorial writing was coded for the coterie of understanding readers. Finger became friendly with several of the Alabama bankheads, especially Henry McCauley Bankhead, Tallulah's uncle, and had a long, surely sexual relationship with Army Major George Maddox. Maddox also got married, also unhappily, but the two managed to meet alone in various cities, and the two families spent a lot of time together. Shores does not speculate on what their wives thought. Finger's memoir, 7 Horizons, barely mentions his wife Nellie, an omission which his daughter Helen resented. Shores is so diligent in documenting every assertion that the prose does not flow. But this is a scholarly book in the Queer Studies series. Still, Finger was a most unusual fellow with a wildly varied life story well worth telling.